1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden facing reporters last night in his first solo news conference in 8 months. Many of the questions focused on his future and whether he should still top the Democratic ticket in 2024. Here's ABC White House correspondent Mary Bruce.
While he said he has full confidence in his Vice President Kamala Harris's ability to be president.
From the very beginning, I made no bones about that. She is qualified to be president. That's why I picked her.
He made clear he would only reconsider his decision to stay in the race if polls show he has no path to victory.
At one point during the news conference, Biden accidentally called Vice President Harris Vice President Trump. The Republican National Convention begins next week in Milwaukee, and Donald Trump is yet to name his running mate, but he will be nominated. AT&T revealing the third-party cloud platform was targeted by hackers. Records on customer phone calls and text messages were taken, but the content of that information was not compromised, they say. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is 3 days away. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says Republicans are united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident.
Wisconsin, let's be honest, Wisconsin oftentimes is the most competitive of the swing states, particularly the big seven swing states. But right now we feel confident about where we're at.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin are supposed to be well-marked, well-lit, accessible, and in safe places. That's just some of the guidance the Wisconsin Elections Commission is extending to local election clerks around the state. Commissioners agreed to the guidelines yesterday. They're merely suggestions. They're not mandatory. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News. A former Manitowoc County resident was sentenced to life in prison yesterday for the sexual assault and murder of 60-year-old Betty Rolfe of Appleton back in 1988. 68-year-old Gene Meyer was convicted in the decades-old cold case after familial DNA connected him to the murder. Meyer was sentenced to 34 years for the first-degree murder charge and 20 years in prison for the sexual assault. The terms will run consecutively. The heat is on. Did you know hot temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher like we'll have this weekend. First, don't leave another person or pet in your car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state. If you work outside, keep water close to stay hydrated. Be sure to take a break in the shade and limit your time in the heat. When things get too hot, chill out in the air conditioning. For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Brewers host the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Washington Nationals at AmFam Field. The crew coming off a rough 1-0 loss to the Pirates. It snapped their streak of winning their last 9 home game series dating back to early April. The Pirates' 22-year-old right-hander Paul Skeens had a no-hitter going through 7 innings before leaving the game after throwing over 100 pitches. Pat Murphy says coaching his batters to try and wear down Skeens is not easy to do.
It's sensitive because if you think you get a pitch to hit and it's the one pitch you're going to get off this guy, hitting off this guy with 2 strikes is death. It's not so easy to just say, well, just run the pitch count up. Well, you're 1-2, you got no chance of getting on base. Look at the numbers 1-2 or 0-2. There's an art to doing it.
Elsewhere, the Cubs with another shutout win over the Baltimore Orioles, this time 8-0. With the win, the Cubs sweeping the Orioles in Maryland. Chicago's now won 6 of their last 7 games with a 4-game winning streak still alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today, our high 86 this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid. We'll get to 88 with a heat index in the low 90s. Could see a few isolated thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here from the recombobulation area in hour number two, the executive director of Gathering Waters and Land Trust Days. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS in Oshkosh. And, of course, the Civic Media app heading into an incredibly beautiful but warm weekend. Oh, wow. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You might not think about your windows during the summer because you're not too worried about the cold coming in. But if you don't have good windows, you can't keep that air conditioning in.
Yes.
And that costs lots of money, doesn't it?
I think there are places in this country that spend more on air conditioning than heat.
I believe it. Absolutely.
And that's valuable air, so you want to keep it retained in your home, and that Pella does it. I mean, I can speak with experience
on
Pella.
It's not just to keep you warm with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. It's also to keep you comfortable in your house in weather like this. Pay as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. Check it out. This will end at the end of the month. Visit PellaWI.com. Today.
Okay, I just want to say, I think people, you're right about the summer, we're not thinking about our homes,
right.
But that's your biggest investment, right?
Yeah.
Most people, I mean, some of it's business, but most of it's your home, and you know, you want to keep up with it, and I just think people should take a look at these windows, because winter's going to, you know, we're all talking all 90 degrees, you know, warming house, I mean, cooling spots, but it's going to be winter soon enough, and I just think now's the time to just do it. What is it, PellaWI.com?
Yeah. Yep.
And yeah, take a look at that and see what they got, and make another investment in your home. It's money well spent.
All right, time for What's Up. Back away, Christy in the Greater Green Bay Area. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm fabulous.
Good morning.
Right. How are you, boys?
Good.
Good.
What's stuff
good.
Happening?
I got a really big one here.
Okay.
I didn't even know about this until last night. So it's Les Dom Ford. It's a grand concert series. It's Divas of Soul, a tribute to Whitney Houston and Tina Turner.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about that.
The Botanical Gardens.
Yeah, yeah, we had the lady on. Gave you tickets for that.
Did they?
What? No, we didn't get
yeah.
it, did we?
She said,
yeah.
We have Top tickets.
Scott. That's fantastic.
Oh. We're going.
I can't. I've got my thing in Fond du Lac.
We're going. How many tickets? Okay. All right. That's awesome. Hey, that's going to be great. And that's mm-hmm. such a great venue. You know, that like Hollywood Bowl type thing and great seating, botanical gardens. Whitney Houston and Tina Turner.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things is still, you can look it up on YouTube, 1971, Tina Turner doing a live performance of Proud Mary.
Wow.
It
amazing.
Is so good. It's one of those shows.
We don't never do nothing nice. And easy.
Oh, that is.
We do it rough.
Left a good job in the city.
Yeah, well.
So now we're gonna bring it to you.
That is a
nice and rough.
Yeah.
Working for the man every night and day.
Yeah.
Todd, would you do me one favorite thing? Oh, he just
he can't.
Could you find me 1971 YouTube? Tina Turner live,
but
Proud Mary.
Don't do all that intro. That's too long. Just get right to the
no,
music.
No, that's the part that really gets us when she gives it.
I just want to say.
I just want to hear her say,
We don't never, ever,
he just wants the whispering.
Yeah. Right. And easy.
I do that.
We do it rough.
So a couple things. When we first start, Simply the Best, right? When
that
we,
was your theme song.
Right, when we first started. But I want to say Tina Turner. The, right. I mean,
can we get a Simply the Worst for our nice. Trivia? Hang in here.
Left a good job well, down in the city.
I'd like to do that for you. But there's one thing, you see. For the main. We never, ever do nothing
nice
and easy. We always do it nice and rough. And we're going to take the beginning of this song and we're going to do it, you say, easy. But then we're going to do the finish. Rough. It's the way we do.
Proud Mary.
That is a great
rolling.
We got to get back to that. That is a
rolling on the river.
It's a good thing that you bad. Started with this one.
So you like,
yeah.
So you like my first
here.
Absolutely.
You like my first
so,
event.
There you go.
When we were promoting, I said one thing. I have a lot of reasons. I love Tina Turner. She was a great entertainer. But when we dedicated the city deck, we hired a helicopter and flew over, and all the people were out there, and we used that. Part of that music.
Oh, nice.
You know,
yeah.
Oh, cool. Did you drop ping pong balls?
Right. I was going to say, were the balls?
I did have a helicopter, though. I mean, I really did.
Okay.
So it was more video.
So there is one.
There is that.
Is it a toy one?
That would have been a good idea.
Hey, Todd, you know what? The only thing worse than the parking or the street people blockading the thing on the 26th when he forgot to cancel us was if we had a helicopter flying over. That was the only thing that could have been worse than that.
That could have happened.
I was so sad I missed that. I heard about it.
I was thinking,
oh,
I know.
You didn't miss anything.
Priceless. True. So yeah, if anyone does want to check that out, the admission fee for the lawn seating is $40. And if you are a garden member, it's $45. And the general public is $10. And that is today.
Okay.
That'll be a good
time. That's going to be great, man. What two great icons right there.
Yeah. And then tonight, Fridays on the Fox, presented by Associated Bank and Palms Tire. That is tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. And the Cougars are playing.
Oh, cool.
They're fantastic.
They're great. That's local talent, and they work hard up there. Yeah, they're
it
great.
Is. And obviously the weather's going to be nice.
It's going to be
food,
perfect.
Drink,
this is great.
Perfect. Yeah. And then tomorrow at the City Deck at 7, it's the live music by the Jackie Treehorn Experience. That is from 7 to 10 p.m. And that's also free right at Hagemeister Park. So you can join that.
Who is
live
it?
Music. It is live music by the Jackie Treehorn Experience.
Okay. Is that okay?
I'm not sure.
I have not seen them.
Okay. I don't think I've seen them. Either. Okay.
Is it the Jackie Treehorn from The Big Lebowski?
John, are you listening? John Kramer. That's his biggest. Yeah,
Kramer.
That is his biggest fan
are
ever.
Are they named after the character in The Big Lebowski? Jackie Treehorn Productions.
We send each other those memes like throughout the day. Right. The Big Lebowski ones.
Is that what it's from? Hi, this is my friend Sharon. She just came over to borrow my shower.
Do you mind?
I am here to fix your TV.
That is great that we have something Friday night and Saturday night.
Right.
You know, that's cool.
The city deck will be packed. Yep. And then obviously you got the farmer's market.
Kramer, you have to let me know. Is that from Jackie Treehorn Productions?
He would know.
Or no?
He would know in
and
a second.
Get down a little bit early. Support some of the local businesses.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm here to fix your TV. This is my friend. She came over to use my shower. Okay,
all right.
Let's go ahead.
What else?
And one more cool one. It's called Toddler Time at the Green Bay Action Sports Organization. That's going on all the way from June 21st to December 27th. And the price is $25. It's from 10 to 12 p.m. That's every Friday. You can, you get helmet, rental pads, skateboards, scooters. It's just like a fun family thing to do with your kids.
We got something here from your hometown, Jim. Don't forget the Brian Lee Memorial Blues Festival in Cool City, Two Rivers on Saturday, featuring Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Altar Boys.
Cool City.
That could have been us. Cool City at Two Rivers.
Right.
It's just awesome. Yes. Hey, the other
thing.
Go ahead.
We mentioned the Juggler Circus artists of all kinds are here for the 77th Annual Festival. They're here in Green Bay. Actually, Brad Toll was on the show yesterday. He's the Discover Green Bay director. He said they booked that in 2019.
Wow.
Those guys are, run 5 years on a rotation. So they're here in Green Bay. They're at the Meyer Theater.
We've just been seeing them walk up and down the street yesterday
right.
in such great flair. It's so nice to see. I like all the hats.
Also, another thing tomorrow, this is an annual thing now, the Pearly Gates Veterans Benefit, supporting veterans. The military ceremony is 11:15, music by Conscious Pilot, and then Johnny Wadd. And they've given so much money to veteran organizations over the years.
Yes.
Saw them on the 4th, Johnny Wadd, at Lake Park. Here. They were great.
They're awesome. They are awesome. Nice. They're up there with some of our local talent. Yeah. Cougars, Big Mouth. They're just really good bands. But look to the website, too, and all. There's more going on. I think we get some things
so
and we mention
it.
But
it's incredible.
And,
you know what? Last night when I was coming down Walnut, I think it was the first one they had at the Tarleton. They had a food truck out there and music.
I'm so proud of them for Tarleton to do that.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
That's cool.
I think that's going to really grow.
Yes. We need to support that.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that was yesterday. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that.
Hang on. Pearly Gates thing is awesome. I used to live around the corner, and the motorcycles are amazing to see.
Yeah.
It's really quite the event. Yeah. Cool. It really is. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
That is going to be this weekend. I mean, no one should be in their house.
No.
You know, there's just so many options and things.
There's a lot to do, even in the surrounding area.
Let's go down to the valley.
Let's go down to the valley. Michicot is celebrating 100 years, and they're having a big celebration for it. As of today, you got Jeff Stoger from 7 to 11. Tomorrow, Fine Line Acoustic. And then Sunday, I am not even going to try to pronounce that. It's Mark J is what I'm going to say. It's like Jirakovec, I think.
Oh. Sounds like me when I try to pronounce
it. I feel that. I'm sorry. Polka? I butchered your names.
Is that Jirakovec?
Yeah, might be.
I mean, that would fit. Michigan's a great community. I love it.
It's small town communities. When they get together to celebrate like that, you know it's going to be
fun.
They
got a great pizza place downtown Michigan.
They do.
We used to golf at, what's the thing in Michigan?
Fox Hills. Yeah.
All right. And then,
but the other that's right in the bowl there, right?
Yeah.
The parking's easy. You can great sight lines. Yeah, that's a good, Michigan's a good little community.
It is. Oshkosh, you got Bops in the Beer Garden Saturday at 3 at 5th Ward Brewing. They're going to have beer garden and live music.
So. That is a good thing. And I think Todd went last year, didn't you?
I saw when I was looking at it. It said Todd Michaels.
Reserve seat, Todd Michaels. Right. So I know he likes that.
Manitowoc this weekend at Saturday at 6 p.m. They are doing a glow run.
Oh, cool.
Have you guys ever seen those?
No.
No, what does that mean?
Okay, so basically you get to like all the glow sticks, anything that glows in the world, and it's like a 5K. The last one I did, you went to different stops and you got even more glow sticks as you went. It was awesome.
Oh, cool.
You get hotter and heavier as you go?
Eh, a little bit.
Well, the glow sticks are cool. Do they throw that powder on you too?
No. That's a color run.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
I went to that last year.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, they're all cool. All right. That's cool. All right.
So yeah, that one's going to be cool. It's also for Gumby's. I can't remember what
Gumby's,
it's called.
Those things that Johnny...
No, Gumby's for a Cure, which is to help local families affected by cancer. So, all right. Timber Rattlers on Saturday. You got a Star Wars night, if you're a Star Wars fan. Little Shoot. You guys were talking about yoga when I came in. Yoga and Brews in Little Shoot at Stone Arch Tide House. So you get to do yoga, and then they give you beer after for saying sorry for making you do yoga.
Todd's like, okay.
We're there.
Did you guys open your mats yet from last year?
We don't need to.
Okay.
We don't have to because we're going to be doing office yoga live on the air. Chair yoga.
Please let me know when that is. I don't want to miss
It's next
to answer your question, we had a guest, a doctor, that would come on, and she gave us yoga mats.
I know Dr. Kristen.
And they're in cellophane. And Johnny, they're still in the cellophane.
But
we didn't even unwrap them yet.
I was there for that. I remember. I know.
But I think I'm going to have my granddaughter staying over one night. We're taking them up to the Young Zoo. So I was going to use them for them to sleep out in my apartment.
Nice. You can have mine too. All right.
Hey, that works.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
I do got to say, no matter what you're doing this weekend, it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
So make sure you're hydrated. Yeah. Don't be like Jim. Put on sunscreen,
please.
Here
we go.
You know what they need to bring back? Somebody had when I was in high school.
This is a great song.
Great song. Cut off shirts.
Yeah,
let's not.
John,
let's
kind of not for you, but yeah, they're cool. But
I got pictures of being cut off shirts. I can show
I'm
you.
Sure you
we'll
pass. The mesh one.
Absolutely.
Right up there with the
tick bites. Thank you, guys. We're going to set a quick break. We got some live music. The Chocolatiers coming up. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Remember how she used to dance?
Oh, even? My God.
Just she's incredible.
Legs.
Just incredible.
Yeah. And even...
And her backup singers.
But, well, yeah, just... But she did that till she was into her 70s,
oh,
right?
Easy.
Yeah.
She could move it and groove it.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I saw a concert of hers. But she was in Europe.
You saw her?
No.
Oh,
it was
okay.
On TV.
Right.
Or in whatever.
Yes.
And you're right. It was like... Not that long ago, and she was still tearing it up.
Yeah, she did.
It's like,
but
wow.
To have her and a Whitney Houston tribute at the same time, that's like off the charts. Those are like two of my favorites.
They are, and they both, I hope they sing and not talk, but if they talk, there's both of them went through some real struggles.
For sure.
Tina wasn't bad, though. I mean, I don't think
she... Not as bad as Whitney.
I mean, she had to deal with Ike, which, you know.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, he was not nice.
Oh, yeah, he was not nice at all.
Right.
But there was a great movie, though. Angela Bassett, I think, played her. It was a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. But there's so much going on, but that's where I'm going to be. So
cool.
That makes
very
a difference.
Very cool.
All right. What else is going on, you guys?
Oh, I got one more if you
want
it.
All right, let's hear it.
So, now I got
to
open my phone.
I'm just
was not
so
prepared.
Surprised she does that on her phone. Like, I have to print it and read it. I'm going blind.
Highlight it.
Is Saturday morning the other farmer's market in Green Bay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a great market.
Yeah, I think 9 to noon.
No, it's much earlier. It opens at 7.
7? Yeah, what am I picking?
Is that one more, like you said, the vegetables and things?
That's like 90%, isn't it? Like veggies and that flowers there. We bought them for that party I had.
Put on the linen with the china?
I did. Okay. I bought flowers. Yeah. And it was pretty cool because we just bought some larger bouquets. And then
you should be like a wedding planner.
He does have a four house.
Yeah.
Jim, I have a wedding planner. I can help you.
But and then Donna just took these bouquets and she made the smaller ones for the table and put them throughout the house. It was pretty cool. I bet
out of
the four bouquets we bought, we maybe 8 different vases throughout the house. It was great. Anyway, they have a lot of fresh, great things there.
Fruits and vegetables. They have really good.
Jim was so sincere about.
Well, no, that was
making
that's,
the little bouquets.
The farmer's market. Yeah. That's a great farmer's market.
Sight, sound, smell. Like everything's delicious. Lemonade, cheese curds. You can get a little
bit. Does Wayne do anything at that one?
I don't think Wayne does.
Not no, but you know,
he should have his garlic out there. Honey.
There was a lady there. I was going to ask Wayne about that. Her display of honey.
Yes, they have all the bees and everything.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool. But I didn't buy it.
She has the live bees there?
Yes.
Really?
Yep. The little kids get a kick out of it.
I'll bet.
And there's, like she said, there's just cheeses and vegetables. It's a true farmer's market.
Yeah.
And it's been around for 100 years, too.
Okay, okay. You can scoff.
Yeah,
scoff.
I do.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
When I have my mushroom farm.
They got to be legal, though. They got to be legal.
They're legal, Jim.
Are you doing that in your apartment right now?
No, we're doing that at my brother's deer camp.
Ask the landlord.
Okay.
Wayne's going to help me. Big Wayne was supposed to help me get the bulls that you use type thing. So I'm doing that.
A mushroom farm?
A mushroom
like
farm.
Just a natural mushroom?
Shiitake.
Yeah, shiitake's right.
You said it right.
Yeah. Yum.
And then some other ones. It's like a wine cap or something it's called or something.
You should plant morals.
I would love to. We call them morels.
Or morels.
But I love morels. But I don't think you can. I think they're only, it's almost like asparagus and raspberries. I think you can only get them wild.
That's
you can't really grow them.
That is all I've been living off is the raspberry gelato at Java Cream.
I went
3 times in one day and they give me double scoops, more like triple because I go so much. It is absolutely delicious. If you guys haven't tried the raspberry.
No, but I love raspberry.
It's like biting into a just fresh, crunchy raspberry. It's delicious.
Really?
And it's less fattening. So not as much dairy, you know what I mean?
I don't even really know. I had a little sample. I don't really know what a gelato is.
It's like Italian ice cream, but try the raspberry.
Italian guy doesn't know what gelato is.
I know, but we didn't grow up. But you know what? That's fancy Italian.
We didn't have that.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah. We didn't have that Nagani.
No.
It's delicious.
We were backwoods Italians.
I don't really like sweets, but I've gotten addicted now to I love raspberries. I said, John, I might do this for him, but you can buy where they deliver to your house every week, like a box of fresh vegetables and fruit.
Sure.
And it's grown right here, in like Suamico or something.
I never knew this existed.
And then they take the box the next week, you put it out, and they bring in a different one. They had raspberries this week. It changes. There's always eggs, but it changes. Anyway, and then I had this guy that came to our house. The chef makes some granola that is like really, really good.
Yum.
Really good. And then
yogurt.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've been eating. And look at me, John.
I'm right up your alley. I've lost weight too. I've lost 9 pounds. I'm like living off raspberry gelato. I'm not joking.
All right.
Whenever he says, look at me, John, I just turn away. Look at me, John.
You like me?
And he's the same guy that doesn't want two things. He's the same guy that doesn't want me to. He doesn't want to look at my potential tick burrowed into my stomach. But Todd is just the opposite. He says, "I will give anything for a picture of you in a cutoff shirt from back in the day." He said that. Todd said that. I just want it for my personal use to put up here in the
his new screensaver.
His new screensaver. It's me in the cutoff mesh shirt. Yep.
Rawr.
Oh my goodness.
Rawr.
All right, I'm gonna segue from this as fast as possible. We got Shano Fest this Saturday from 10 to 3. They're gonna have activities in 3 different locations. You got Main Street, Franklin Park, and the neighborhood.
You know what? Shano has one of the most underrated downtowns you'll ever find.
I agree with you.
It's got a great brewery down there. It's got Luigi's restaurant down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Downtown Shano is a really cool place.
And that's a good restaurant, too. Italian,
have a gnocchi.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And did you ever see what Spencer painted? The Sun Drop Days?
Yes.
The Marilyn Monroe. That is iconic.
Yes.
If you haven't seen that, go see it. It's unreal.
Is Shano like the only place they sell Sun Drop, though?
I don't know. Isn't that where it originated from? It originated from there.
Yeah.
But it's incredible.
You know what I never find around here? And when I lived in Flint, I really got into Werner's Ginger Ale in Michigan. Yeah, but you can't find that anyplace else. And you can try any other ginger ale, and it doesn't taste like Werner's Ginger Ale. It is so delicious. Have you ever had it? Werner's? Oh, my God.
I never got into ginger ale.
But if you try this one, it'll be...
The fresh ginger?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah, there is a distinct difference.
You're exactly correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Some people I know mix that with vodka, and I heard that.
I wonder. Yeah,
I don't know.
And
I
orange
just heard
and
that.
Vodka and raspberries and vodka.
Raspberries and vodka.
I've never had raspberries.
That actually sounds kind of good.
It does. I might. You know what? Give me some of those raspberries.
Oh my God! Just get a little bottle from the waterfront market and toss it in my gelato.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you make you some Johnny juice.
Yeah.
Still working on that too. Trying to get it patented. Yes.
But patent pending.
But with this weather, we're really encouraging people, and I think they do, but you really got to get outside this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason that thing that Johnny did in Fond du Lac, they have some great things going on, and obviously in Oshkosh, Appleton always has stuff going on. And, you know, we've been focusing a little bit on Green Bay because we're attending some of those things. But, I mean, come on.
Do you regret something right now?
Not looking at your back?
No, that's my stomach.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's got to crawl out of your back.
I can't help but look at that.
What did I say? What did I say since, like, March that we need to do this summer?
Bike.
Besides that,
I thought you got a bike. I saw it parked in front of your car.
It is, yeah.
Are you talking about boating?
Yes.
Where's the yacht at?
Thank you.
No, we're going. I got it already set up.
How great would it be for us to say, "Hey, what are you doing this afternoon? Want to go on the boat?"
Okay. Yeah, I got
my fiance just finished getting the boat ready.
Yeah. No kidding.
For the season,
we're gonna do kayaking.
Painted it. We're not doing kayaking.
I would fall out.
I'm not going kayak with somebody that falls over doing a lunge.
Listen, guys, I got an inflatable 2-person kayak that you guys can borrow.
Really?
I would so fall out of a kayak.
I would
not inflatable.
Things I will never do. No. I'll never sleep in the same room with him, and I'll never kayak.
That is true.
Those are both true
things. Those are two things we've actually said.
Absolutely, those are two true things. I did set up ours to go up the locks on a boat, though.
I would love that.
And that we're gonna do.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
I called my friend and he's going to do that.
It won't happen.
So. Yeah, will.
Oh my goodness.
It won't. Maybe with you. I'm going.
Oh, okay.
All right. Tina Turner. We're going to see her tonight at the Botanical Gardens along with Whitney Houston. That is going to be a great. There's so many great things going on, but this is.
Get out and enjoy.
I'm picking this one.
All right. Thanks, ladies.
anytime.
Well done. Once again, coming up, the Chocolatiers, John Mazzarello and Coin McMahon. Back after this.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study committee is taking a good long look at the universities of Wisconsin. Committee member James Langdon suggests it may be time to undo the 1971 merger between UW-Madison and Wisconsin's other state schools.
1971 was 53 years ago. A lot of water has flowed over the dam since then, and conditions have changed.
The 18-member panel will spend the next several months talking about declining enrollment, funding levels, and graduation rates. Bail is set at $10 million for a man who police say killed a man in Columbus on the 4th of July after a bar fight. A judge ruled Jonathan Luna is a flight risk otherwise since he bought a bus ticket to Texas right after the killing. Luna is due back in court next month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. An SUV versus train crash in Green Bay yesterday morning has the Green Bay Police Department reminding drivers of the importance of railroad safety and obeying all warning signs and signals on active tracks. Police say the SUV driver failed to yield to the passing train. He was taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. No one was injured on the train. Oshkosh is playing host to the Wapaka Boat Ride. It's the largest outdoor grass volleyball tournament in the United States this weekend. Discover Oshkosh director Amy Albright.
People get confused because why is it in Oshkosh if it's called Wapaka Boat Ride? It started in Wapaka. They outgrew Wapaka. They've been in Oshkosh for years. And people come from all over the country, from Hawaii, from Texas, to compete.
Spectators are welcome to watch for free the almost 3,000 teams playing on both sand and grass courts at Brighton Acres, Revs, and the Bar. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pat Sajak took his fortune and left the wheel. Vanna White stayed on to assist new host Ryan Seacrest, but there are rumors they aren't getting along. Is it true? Probably. Because White and Seacrest are working overtime doing things like eating dumpling soup in a restaurant together and posing for a canned photo for social media. White is under contract through 2026, but sources say she wants out sooner because she says, quote, "It is just too difficult to do this without Pat," end quote. Turn the letters? There is not good news on the horizon for Kevin Costner. His new Chapter 2 project, Horizon, an American Saga, did not perform well at the box office, or necessarily with critics. As a result, New Line Cinema and Territory Pictures have announced that Chapter 2 will not premiere in theaters as it was scheduled to do on August 16th. Instead, studios say the film can be ordered on demand July 16th and will drop on Max in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today, our high 86 this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid. We'll get to 88 with a heat index in the low 90s. Could see a few isolated thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Lisa Hale, host of New Wisco Weekend, which premieres this Saturday. And it's Friday, which means Terry Barr drops in with great tunes and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on a great-looking Friday, heading into a very good-looking weekend. And I'll tell you what, if you're looking to beat the summer heat, come on down and check out one of downtown Green Bay's best atmospheres for indoor drinks and dining. Our friends at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street here in downtown Green Bay, are ready to serve you up a superb lunch or dinner along with a cold beverage or cocktail. The menu highlights a variety of choices. They're prime Angus beef burgers, artesian pressed paninis or appetizers that feature their popular spinach artichoke wontons. For more information, check them out on Facebook at Heights Pub and Parlor or online www.heightsgb.com. Heights Pub and Parlor, sponsors of the Mino Mayor live music series, and we welcome them because that is a great place.
That is a great place. You struggled a little bit with the menu. But
some, a little bit. I did. I will admit I did.
That is a great, great place. And just for people who, it used to be the Heights, it used to be Oxford's. I mean, yeah. I just say that people know that's a beautiful, the atmosphere there is
that
unbelievable.
Building inside is just amazing.
Have you guys been in there? It's right down the block here. It's, you guys play at Hagemeister. We're going to get to you in just a second. Oh, that's right. You're our guests. But that has, they've kept everything in there, though. The brick, the wood.
It's like
just
from
a
1922.
Beautiful, it is. Yeah. It's the most beautiful.
And you got to try their sweet potato fries.
Yeah.
Are incredible.
Yeah.
With the dip they have with those things. Yeah. Love that place.
That and
huge portions. It's great. The Heights is great.
And huge portions of the vodka gimlets. And there's just, it's a great, great place.
How would you
place.
Know that?
I don't know, John. They told me.
I can't say anything about any place that he doesn't say vodka. He's got such an addiction or whatever to vodka. I don't know what it is. What is it?
Those days are over.
Actually, you know what I did with some vodka?
What?
I put it on my stomach where that tick might be.
Oh, God. Yes.
I did.
Is the thing's going to be there long? Okay. Anyway, right. Let's go.
Well, anyway, gentlemen, introduce yourselves. Tell you who you are, what you do, and the whole... Shmammy.
Sure.
Shmammy.
Chocolatiers.
Yeah, I'm John Mazriello. I play guitar and sing with the Chocolatiers. We've been together as a four-piece rock band for almost about 10 years now. We did a little bit more acoustic work before that. Recorded about 3 studio albums, a couple live albums, and are currently working on our fourth. It's we've been playing all over Northeast Wisconsin. We've made a couple road trips, little tours down into the Kansas City area, up by Duluth. I think it was the farthest we went north.
All the way north.
Nice.
Played in Chicago. Now lately we kind of hang around Northeast Wisconsin, play a lot in Door County and here in Green Bay.
Yeah, my name's Colin. I play guitar.
You look like Colin Farrell.
Oh, thank you.
Do you get that?
No, I don't.
Don't you? Todd, don't you look like Colin Farrell? I think you do. Okay. Sorry. All right.
I was told Dave Matthews once.
Oh, I could see that.
I'll take that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Guitar, you know. But yeah, I play guitar and I've been doing this with Johnny. It's been a good 10 years. You know, it's been solid making music, making records. And right now I've been hanging out with my kids.
Nice. Could you tell a story about you and Jim, a benefit you guys did together? It's a tragic benefit type thing, but wow, what a story.
Back in 2013, in March of 2013, I'm originally from Connecticut. I grew up in Newtown, Connecticut, and there was the school shooting there at Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012. My family still lives there. My mother had connections with the school, had worked there for 23 years before that. And we decided to do a benefit here in Green Bay to, I believe it was benefit for the Newtown Fund at the time. Mm-hmm. And Mayor Schmidt came and gave a nice talk. He met with my family. They were very moved by that. And we raised a few thousand dollars to send back for the victims, survivors, and their families. And on a side note, a lot of those kids graduated, a lot of the survivors graduated from high school this year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, which was a real emotional time for my hometown. And like I said, my parents, my sisters, nieces, nephews still live there. It's a great place. I grew up there. I've written a couple songs about it. So, yeah.
And how difficult for the parents that kids didn't graduate. You know what I mean? Just, you know what I mean? That. But your town really came together like... It was great, and your mom and you and just that whole community came together. But yeah, that was was
I can't imagine
times.
For
right?
You know, it's incredible, and kind of the aftermath of that with the last 10 years of fighting for truth on social media, a lot of things that went down, just a very difficult time. But they persevered and really pulled together, and it's an amazing place, and you know, really proud to be from there. And
should
and
be. Wow. God bless you.
Yeah.
It's great that you took part in that.
Yeah.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah, it was very moving.
Awesome. Got a quick text here. Excited. Since they have original songs, who's the songwriter and what are their influences? Just got a text.
We write mainly together. I handle a lot of the lyrics, but I think we kind of toss them back and forth. Colin and I think we're the primary songwriters to start with. And then we kind of started moving into full band songwriting, where we just get together and actually come up with music before we even dealt with lyrics. I'd say it's a real collaborative effort, and we all sing, so we all find different harmony parts. Everybody really works on their own part to the song. Occasionally,
if you guys ever do like a Proud Mary, could I do the Ike part?
Yeah, sure.
I'm really good at that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't think that's the
genre. Growing up, who are your favorite artists?
I was probably weaned on like Pink Floyd, Grateful Dead, a lot of that classic rock, 70s rock era. The Kinks were a huge, huge influence on me. Ray and Dave Davies, their songwriting was everything to me when I was a kid. So really kind of like that 70s
awesome.
Rock, 60s, 70s rock, just I still love it today. I try to listen to some contemporary music with kids and stuff like that, but that stuff just has always spoken to me.
Totally with you. Colin Farrell?
Yeah, it was U2. U2 seemed to really stand out, and it was way past the popular time. You know, I was a kid in the 90s, so they were trying to pull off, you know, being popular still, and they weren't. You know, it was way past it, but I was still digging into that old 80s stuff.
That's cool. You look like my son. His favorite group is Fleetwood Mac.
Really?
You know, he's, you know, young. You know what I mean? It's like, it's funny how people discover some of those groups from the 70s later on.
Yeah, a lot of that music stands the test of time.
Absolutely.
It does, and we're talking... kids probably your age now, but
did you know his dad was a professional musician and appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show and the Lawrence Welk Show?
I did.
True story.
Carnegie Hall.
Wow. Yeah, Carnegie Hall.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, he's a pretty good singer.
Amazing.
Barbershop.
Any big influencer in your life, like a teacher or your parent, your brother, sister, neighbor? That because I think there's a lot of talent out there, and kids start it and then
who
they
gave
stop
you that
it.
Spark,
right?
You know, who really said you can do this?
Well, there was one time I was working at a play. I was in a theater.
I was too.
You know,
I was actor of the year, Mesabi State Junior
it's
College,
like eight students.
Virginia, Minnesota.
Don't lie.
I had plans to go to college, engineering school, and this lady came up to me after school, or after the performance, and said, "Would you be interested in pulling a live performance in our college next year?" And I said, "Well, I'm sorry, I can't." But that thought always stuck with me. Just maybe there's a possibility. So I ditched the engineering.
And I'm sure your parents are very sure parents happy. Proud
love
you.
That. Very good. Proud of you. Yeah.
Michigan Tech or playing in Kewanee in the bar.
Yeah.
Right. Right. But that's a really great question, Jim, because there always is somebody.
Yeah.
There's always a person.
But I couldn't name her name. I couldn't tell you who that person was, but
you've never forgotten that was.
But
that
she
part.
Believed in you enough to say, "Look, you want to do your own thing." And wow, and it's you pursued that.
Sort of, yeah.
And your
you're
parents
here?
Are just delighted you're not an engineer.
Yeah. Yeah, we're working on it.
Sure, your kids are too.
Dad! Why can't we go?
Where would you have gone to school?
MSOE. I was actually.
School. Yeah. Oh, you would have got a job walking out the door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, but you've got a job now.
Yeah.
You're happy, and that's all we live for is contentment, happiness. So I'm glad you're there. And how about
absolutely.
You?
I'll probably, I don't know if it's taking easy out, but my dad was a huge influence for me in music. Not that he was necessarily a great guitar player, but he would sit us down in the evenings. My mom too, they would both play guitar and sing to us.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's
my
cool.
dad's a big karaoke fan. I think he owned one of the first karaoke machines that ever hit the shores of the United States.
Really?
Way back early 80s, I want to say.
Oh, my God. I would have thought you would have said Springsteen, being East Coast.
I know. I love Bruce Springsteen, and actually my whole family does. My sister is a huge fan. And Colin's actually huge fan. We talk about we used to do a couple of Bruce covers, but my dad just kind of instilled that love of music in me at a young age. I don't think he expected me to kind of
make a living,
you know, make a living out
that's
of
awesome.
It.
But, yeah.
That's awesome. Hey,
tell me before we get to some of the music, how did you guys connect? I mean, you're Connecticut, you're Kewanee.
Sure.
I started playing at open mics here in town.
Yeah, open mics.
And Colin and Alex, our bass player, hosted an open mic at the Adam Street Pub, and the gentleman that I was playing with at the time, we played there, and they invited us to a party called Farm Fest out in Kewaunee,
out in the field,
and we went and played under the tent, and after that, we kind of just, you know, we had the similar influences, and we enjoyed the music, so.
That's awesome.
But we just kind of got together. And
we're going to have you guys play. One quick question for you. Sure. Being from Kewaunee, I do high school football games.
Right.
Love going to Kewaunee doing their games. They have matanke in the press box. Did you ever have matanke?
Oh, yeah. Not for me.
Don't leave it in your car for a few days.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, guys. Take it away.
Thanks.
Well, I know a place with trees and winding roads, and I know a place where the eagles fly below, and I know a place where the devil he cannot go. And I know a place where nobody hurts anymore. So birds fly away, little birds fly away. And I know tomorrow is gonna be a better day. Well, I know a place where the river, it knows no fear. Mothers dance and children sing, and the sky is always clear. So birds fly away, little birds fly away. Well, I know tomorrow is gonna be a better day. And I know tomorrow is gonna be a better day.
That was phenomenal. Awesome, you guys.
Phenomenal.
The Chocolatiers.
Phenomenal.
I'm
John and Colin, the Chocolatiers.
That is like, you talked about your influence, but that's just Seals and Crofts. That just
you know who I hear in your guitar playing? Jeff Beck. Jeff Beck has always been my favorite guitarist. Sure, I hear some Jeff Beck with you guys.
The harmony's awesome. You guys don't even appreciate each other when you're playing. You really feel it. Yeah. You know?
We'll get to a quick break. We'll be back with more with you guys. The Chocolatiers. Back after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning. We're with the Chocolatiers. Don't you almost get goosebumps when people are so talented, like right next to you?
And these guys, they write their music. Yeah. And that stuff, and Amanda was just saying she listened to some of their songs, just brought her to tears. That's good writing. It's great music. I mean,
the harmony between the two. Yeah. And like not even looking at each other.
Right, you know.
Okay, we got to make a public service thing for Colin, though, real quick.
Yeah, so Colin, this nice young man, family man, looking for something. He is kind of making a living doing this, but you would like something in the mornings, full-time employment or employment.
Yeah, part-time, even part-time.
Like, okay.
So for all of our people out there, like, if you want to hire a great, great person, hey, Todd, come work for us right here.
There we go.
What did you do, Connor? What do you like to do? You got any?
Well, I have a background in audio engineering.
Okay.
So
I do sound.
Todd's going insane
bands,
over there.
I play music in band. You know, it's just like full music, full entertainment.
So
just so you know, we literally have a job. Opening here.
But there's morning programs in TV too that
have not done television. But you know,
okay. Well, you can learn. You guys, media guys know all of it. It crosses over. All right. Well, that's great. We're gonna get you work.
Yeah.
Where are you guys playing? And this is really fun to listen to. And
our next show would be at Hagmeister Park out on the patio on the city deck.
Love it.
Next Saturday night.
Okay.
Beautiful setting.
The tail end of Art Fest. We'll be down there. I think it's 7 to 10.
Yep,
7 to 10 little, we usually play.
Great.
That's always a fun show.
If I'm in town, I'm coming. Yeah. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Have you played at the Ostroff up in Elkhart Lake, over in Elkhart Lake?
No, we played at Siebkins Resort for the last couple of years.
Yeah, right next door.
We've got a lot of places where we go back every year.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Husby's up in... Sister Bay. Yeah, we've been gone there like 9 years.
Oh, cool.
And the writing of the music.
You guys have kind of a Door County vibe.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. They have that. I think that's really true. That's like really, that's what I'm saying. Kind of an Ostroff vibe to Elkhart Lake.
Got a text. They're adding these guys to our summer viewing. Where are they playing? This is great stuff. Got a text.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And how about your website? How do we?
Chocolatier World.
Chocolatierworld.com is our official website.
That's where all our music is hosted.
Cerugis is okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's spelled a little differently. It's got two E's instead of the I in there. So
it's like a musketeer instead of a chocolatier.
Hey, I got it.
If Joe Cerugis listening, Mino! Can you guys do another song?
Sure.
We can.
Awesome. Right. Sure. Thank you.
And I think you're going to take
the Chocolatiers.
All right, the Chocolatiers. And your website is, again, I want to get it so people can look it up.
Chocolatierworld.com.
Chocolatierworld.com.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook as well. We have our schedule posted there. That's probably a more accurate schedule, actually, than the website. The website's got all the albums digital for digital download.
All right.
This song's called Infinity War. I wrote this song for my 18-year-old daughter at the time. She's 21 now. But it was about an evening where we got a chance to connect, and it was really special. And she'd been asking me to write a song for her for a long time. So
18?
She was 18. Well, she was actually maybe 17 at the time.
This is cool.
16, somewhere in there. somewhere in the teen years where we didn't talk much.
I was going to say that could be a little tough, and you got to find that special connection.
Yeah, it was a moment where we kind of actually connected and came back together and had a good conversation. So,
and parents need to listen to this because that's an important time to not lose that. So let's. I haven't heard the song yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
And certain parents should shut up and let them play.
That was great.
From the heart. Well, that gave me goosebumps.
I got a little something in there, but yeah.
That was
great.
Incredible.
Thank you.
John.
Wow.
Thank you.
And talk about from the heart.
Yeah.
Holy cow. The Chocolatiers. You off this weekend?
Facebook.
Yep.
Off this weekend. We've been hanging Meister outside next Saturday.
All right. Yep. We got to find Colin a job, and we got to go see these guys. The Chocolatiers. Get to their Facebook website. You guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you
guys,
so very much.
Thanks for having us.
Outstanding. Just outstanding.
Musicians should be. You guys
are good
people. We're
going to go our weekend. I will be in Fond du Lac tonight for the banquet for the amputees, and then the softball games tomorrow at Duck Stadium.
Botanical Garden and lots of other stuff going on. Enjoy the weekend.
Have
this
a phenomenal
is be great.
Week, everybody. Thank you. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Allball.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live from our table at the RNC in Milwaukee, just outside the Fiserv Forum. You're not going to want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Allball Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.